Ruby Six, The Illusionati. As we look in, we see the archaeologist T.J. Tarrou sitting alone there at the digital circus on the planet of Alubuhwa. He's been thinking about the many strange things he's seen on this desert planet. Not just the pointed-headed, pear-shaped Alubus, or their oval, oblong, organic architecture, or their means of communication using speak bubbles that travel through pneumatic tubes, or their buses shaped like wieners and when linked together look like a string of chorizos but without wheels, just centipedial feet that can scurry down the street or up and over a sand dune.
Is that what I was thinking?
And now, the thrilling conclusion of Ruby Six, The Illusionati.
So, Ruby was missing. Where she was, or even if she still was a mystery. I began to ponder this was when a speak bubble popped out of the tube. I picked it up by its little tail and squeezed out the message. It was from Ambassador Woogie.
I have been informed that there is a man, his name is Yummy Yazoo, who claims he saw Ruby board a sand ship and head out across the desert. He believes she may be sailing to the kingdom of far-flung Farouk.
Far-flung Farouk, eh? I blew up a speak bubble. Dear Ambassador Woogie, I would like to question this Yummy Yazoom. I pushed the bubble into the pneumatic tube. A moment later, another speak bubble plopped out into my hand. I squeezed out that message.
I have been informed that you will find Yummy Yazoom down at the dune docks. He is a porta-pucker.
A porta-pucker, eh? All right.
Tarrou immediately headed off for the dune docks. It was growing dark as he found himself on the edge of the city where the waves of rolling sand lapped against the barricades.
And that's where I found myself, out on the dune docks. I asked around, having to constantly reset my translator for their wide range of desert dialects until I was pointed to...
Mr. Yummy Yazoom, I presume.
Yeah?
Ambassador Woogie sent me.
Ah, pull up a poopa.
Ah, oh, poopa, this footstool, so I can sit lower than you?
Yeah, you ask about your friend, yeah?
Ruby, you saw her board a ship.
Yeah, the Feathered Fandango.
The Feathered Fandango. And that was headed for...
Far-flung Farouk.
I see. And when will the Feathered Fandango return?
6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
There's something in his Nakri he's hiding from me. I edged closer. But surely, Mr. Yummy, there must be other ships that sail to Far-flung Farouk.
No, just the Feathered Fandango.
Which I knew wasn't true. Well, I placed a friendly hand on his shoulder and felt a slimy squirt of Nakri energy instantly wrap around my wrist and just as quickly go away.
Well, I appreciate your help.
Yeah, sure. Anytime.
He was lying, I knew it. And he knew I knew it. I decided to leave the docks as quickly as possible.
As he walked along, he had the uneasy feeling that he was being followed by something large and round.
It was a big ball-like thing, and it was slowly creeping up on me. I began to walk faster.
But then he saw, at the far end of the street, an identical sphere rolling towards him.
I had the feeling this wasn't the normal traffic route for these rolling balls.
There was a side street up ahead.
No, actually, it was an alleyway.
He made a dash for the alley, and the ball suddenly accelerated.
I ran down the dark alley and ran right into a wall. It was a cul-de-sac.
The balls had stopped at the end of the alley, blocking the only way out. Tarrou felt along the wall, searching for anything, a door, a window.
An oval glass window pane. I cocked my arm, slammed my elbow against it.
Ow. The glass did not break.
God.
The balls slowly began to bounce down the alley, coming toward him.
I needed something hard to break that glass. The hardest thing I had was my head, so... Wait a minute. I remembered I was carrying my trusty .45.
He used the butt of his revolver to smash the window. He cleared away the shards and crawled in just as something soft and icky.
What the?
Grabbed his foot.
Whoa!
I yanked my foot free, leaving my shoe for it to suck on as I tumbled into the darkness. Whoa!
Let us leave Taru there in the darkness while we check on Rodan Kapoor, who has been stealthily stalking Cream Puff the Clown.
Why did Oop Boop meet with Cream Puff? And who are those other Aloo-boots he's been meeting? They all look pretty doughy to me.
You shouldn't jump to conclusions, Kapoor.
Maybe he's a spy. Or maybe he's an assassin clown. 3 times he tried to kill me. First with an exploding custard pie. Then he hid a bomb in my bulbous clown nose. And had I honked my nose once more, I would have been known as Kapoor the Headless Clown. And then, when I was being shot out of a cannon, he aimed it at the wall. I don't find this funny.
Well, it's like Taru said. If we're ever going to get anything to stick against Cream Puff, we need some hard proof.
I know, but he's so slippery.
I flicked on my ever-ready and flashed the beam around. It was an empty factory. Then I heard what sounded like a balloon rubbing against a stubby beard. It was a ball trying to push itself through the broken window. I whipped out my .45 and fired.
The slug sunk into the soft ball. It hissed and withdrew.
I figured I hadn't heard it, but I hoped a bellyful of lead might give it a little indigestion.
So there he was, alone, trapped in an empty factory.
I figured I might as well look around, see if there was anything sharp I could poke these balls with.
But as he walked toward the far wall, lights suddenly flashed on. The factory wasn't empty. It was full of nude Aloo-boots. He staggered back. The lights were gone. The building was empty. He cautiously took a step forward. And again, a burst of light. And again, the factory was full of pudgy, faceless Aloo-boots with tubes running into them, feeding them.
Wow.
No, more than just feeding. Growing them.
I examined these nauseous beings. They weren't all faceless. They ranged from jellious globs to clammy flesh balls to fully formed pear-shaped Aloo-boots with distinctive fleshy features.
Taru reached out and touched the gumbo-like skin.
Yeah. This feels like some kind of bio-gook. The same kind of bio-gook Boom and I scraped off the walls of that abandoned warehouse.
And he thought about those big doughy balls waiting for him outside.
Were they grown from this same rubbery gum? What are they? Bouncing gumbies?
Taru closely examined the rows of Aloo-boots in their various states of growth.
Some of these jellious globs look like they are ready to walk. Yeah, look at this one. It's the spitting image of Lord and Lady Boom-Bazoom. But they're not quite finished. They're still growing Boom Boom's deli-esque mustache. Huh. It's alive. And it's watching me. Someone's unlocking the door.
Professor Taru?
Ambassador Wookie?
Are you all right?
How did he know I was here?
We took care of the bad balls.
What does he mean, we?
Taru!
What?
It's me, Su-Fu.
Su-Fu? What are you doing here?
I heard you were in trouble.
From who? From Woogie?
We came as quickly as we could.
What about the balls out there?
Oh, they've been taken care of.
What is this place?
They're growing Aloo-boots in here.
Ooh, my.
Are you all right, Taruzis?
I'm okay, babe. I just stumbled on these doughy things.
What are they?
I don't know. Some kind of droids grown out of bioflesh.
Bioflesh?
Yeah, back on my planet, we have slimies, biogenetically engineered assassins. Well, these babies are some sort of a Aloo-boo slimy. Maybe a slimy boo.
They're disgusting.
I think they're being used to replace the real Aloo-boots. Look at this one here. It's fully grown, spitting image of my friend Boom Boom Bassoon. I swear his mustache is filled out in just the few minutes I've been here.
Boom Boom Bassoon is your friend?
He's one of the few people I trust on this planet. I mean, besides you, Su-Fu. And maybe Ambassador Woogie, wherever he is.
I find this most interesting, Professor.
Yeah, me too.
We will have to keep this a secret.
Oh, yeah?
We don't want to frighten the populace.
I see.
We will take care of this.
I'll bet you will.
We know what we are doing, Taru.
We?
We knew something like this was happening, but we didn't know where. And thanks to you, Professor Taru, we will be able
Who
to do
Who else is this? We. Some little piggies?
I beg your pardon.
Who are we?
Well, we are the Society.
The Illusionati?
If you must know, yes.
So you guys didn't grow these guys?
Of course not.
What are you going to do with the slimy booze?
We'll render them ineffective.
Yeah? How?
The usual manner.
Like the way you took care of the bouncing balls?
Let's leave this awful place, Taru.
Su Fu, the love of my life, snuggled up to me. I wanted to spend the rest of my life hugging and snuggling her, but this last snuggle was one I'd rather forget.
What's wrong?
It's your Nakree, baby.
I don't understand.
It's fresh and scented.
So?
That scent is trying to cover up the fresh smell of bio-goo, baby.
No! Please, I'm not one of those things. I am Su Fu!
I know Su Fu's Nakree like the back of my knee. She'd never spray herself with synthetic odors. She's always allowed her natural smells to waft away as we made... Where was I?
You were about to make a big mistake, Professor.
Yeah, I'll get to you next, Woog. Look, there's a Su Fu, and then there's you. What are you, Su Gu?
Oh, God, don't say
that! Where is the real Su Fu?
She is gone.
Gone?
Gone. Forever.
Gone to the big forever?
Yes.
And you replaced her.
I love you.
Don't say that.
When they imprinted her Nakree in me, they transferred all her love. They transferred it to me!
Oh, yeah?
Don't leave me, Taruzi.
So they gave you tears, too, or is that some biomucilaginous simulation?
Don't, please!
You are breaking her heart.
She has a heart?
Oh!
By the way, where's the real ambassador?
I am Ambassador Woogie.
But not the original.
I am an exact copy.
Yeah, oh, but you're Nakree.
But that too, Professor.
I felt your clammy Nakree soon as you stepped through the door.
I'll have to look into that.
You do that. In the meantime, I'm out of here.
No, don't go out there!
Why, baby?
They're waiting for you!
Who, your roly-poly friends?
Leaving is not wise, Professor.
Stay out of my way. You know what this is?
A weapon?
Yeah, my trusty 45.
45 RPM?
Wrong speed, Woog.
That will not hurt me,
No,
Professor.
But I can leave you looking pretty holy.
I think it's time we called in our bouncing friends. Hans! Fritz! Roll in here.
Hans and Fritz, huh?
Yeah, it's time the Professor... was buffer.
No, don't!
What are they gonna do to me? Play bumper bull?
No.
What, swallow me?
Exactly.
Really?
Goodbye, Professor Taru.
Please!
The big bio bullies came bouncing at me. I didn't know who to shoot first. Maybe it was Hans. The slug passed right through, but on the way out, it took a fistful of bio gook with it. That slowed Hans down, but now Fritz was on me. I fired point blank. Boom, boom, boom. I jumped aside as Fritz bounced off the wall, spun around, came bouncing right back. It was Su Fu who saved my skin. She leaped in front of me. She stomped her 4 feet and shouted,
"Stop it!"
Su Fu put her arms around me. She held me tight. I knew it wasn't the real Su Fu, not my Su Fu, who smelled of the desert breeze with the midnight orchids in her hair. This was a synthetic Su Fu, a glob of bio-flesh sculpted into this incredibly sexy Su Fu. Her Nakree had slipped all around me, had engulfed me. She was no desert Su Fu. She was a jungle goddess beneath the canopy. Hot, moist, humid, sultry. The heat had me in its sticky-fingered grip. I wanted her to swallow me. Totally. But no, I had to remember this was only a Su Fu-shaped bio ball rubbing up against me, caressing me. Her Nakree devoured me, but oh God, it felt so good to be assimilated into her sensual juices. I started to breathe again. And with what little willpower I had left, I pushed her away from me. I staggered to the door. I could feel the Nakree still clutching, still reaching for me. I swung the door open, and there stood Boom Boom Bassoon.
Taru noticed he had a tank strapped on his back. He was clutching a nozzle in his hand. Apparently, he'd come prepared, and lucky for him, because the balls were on him in one bounce. There was a sudden burst of flame. as Hans and Fritz ignite it into great balls of fire.
They howled, they hissed, they sizzled.
The smell wasn't bad. It sort of reminded me of synthetic barbecue.
Next, Boom looked at Ambassador Woogie.
Ambassador Woogie melted into Ambassador Gooey.
Sufu ran towards Taru, her arms outstretched.
Taru! Boom, wait, don't!